Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Coffee and Mindset Podcast. We are your hosts,
Dr. Chris
and Dr. Adana.
Sit back with your favorite cup of coffee and get ready to dig into mindset and take action.
Hello, my beautiful humans. Dr. Adana here. And today's episode is all about listening. So this episode was kind of inspired by our daughter, Amaya, and also something I was listening to from our own coach, Dr. Troy. And so he was talking about listening, but not just listening to be like, yeah, I just listened. Okay, cool. Let me tell you everything I want to say now. But listening just to listen. So think about a time that maybe you've been around a conversation. And a lot of times, like obviously for me, this shows up very much so with Amaya because they're little, right? And so we don't always, maybe you don't do this, but I do this. We don't always give them time of day. Like, not proud of that statement. However, there's times where I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. Let's go. That fucking sucks because I would not want somebody to do that to me. So I've been really trying to practice and I've been really practicing, not trying, I'm sorry. I've been really practicing just listening. And so first of all, little kids are smart as fuck. Like if you haven't just sat and like listened to a little, like they're so bluntly honest. They are so perfectly innocent that we really do get to pay attention to them much more. And this world would be a much happier place. So anytime she's been, but mama, I want to tell you something. Listen to me. And I stop and I'm like, okay, what's up? And she'll tell me something. And if I don't love that something she just told me, I have been very, very, very mindful of just saying, okay, you're right. And I'll give you a super funny example of that is this morning we were switching up her car seat because she likes to like sit on the left of the car, on the right of the car, move the car seat to the middle. It's like a little experiment every day, right? And she told Chris, she said, hey, Papa, I like Abby's car more. And we were like, why? And she's like, because it's cleaner. And we're like, oh. But, you know, if someone tells you something about, you know, not liking something of yours, sometimes the ego kind of kicks up and you're like, what the hell? Why? You know, instead of being like, why don't you like our car? What's wrong with our car? Which is a dumb argument. You know what I mean? So insert this argument somewhere else if someone like triggers you or says something to you. And she said the simplest fact, like she may have said the words, I don't like this car, but she was like, because the car's not clean. And so Chris and I started laughing and we're like, do you think Abby's car is a little bit cleaner just based on who frequents the car? And she was like, what? What do you mean? And obviously we continued to laugh because that little human doesn't spend as much time as Abby's car as she does in ours. So I heard you loud and clear, baby girl. I will absolutely clean the car out. I know we get to clean it. Thank you so much. But thank you also for having me just be present and listen and say, okay, or thank you. At the same time, this is also when somebody gives you a compliment. Listen, because some of us are not very comfortable with compliments. It doesn't just have to be listening and being present and listening for listening's sake when it's something that's like not a fun topic, but it's also when it's something great. Like, oh my God, your hair is looking phenomenal. And instead of saying thank you and just listening, we jump to like, yeah, well, but it was so annoying to like blow dry and oh my God, I just did this. Like you make up excuses so much so that the other person's like, okay, didn't want to give you a compliment anyway. Like you just create awkwardness, everybody. So, or when someone says like, oh my God, like your workouts have been going phenomenal. You're looking great. And then you're like, yeah, but I'm still working on my hips. And oh my God, look at my thighs. And like, what is your deal? You know, like what is our deal? Why is it that we can't even take the most like simple fact and just say thank you? So if all you do this weekend is listen, win. You've got a win. So just stop. Just listen. Hear what people have to say to you. If it's something that you have to correct, great. Take it as great feedback. If it's something that they're just giving you some extra love on, phenomenal. Take that feedback too. And your affirmation of the day is, I am giving to myself and others. I give knowing it will come back to me in such beautiful ways. All right, guys, have a beautiful rest of your day. Soak up some sun and get after it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Coffee and Mindset podcast episode. Just a reminder to review, rate, subscribe, and pass this along to anyone else who may want to expand their mindset. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Coffee and Mindset. Get after it.